Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. I am joined here tonight via telephone by my good buddy, Kyle Neighbor. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on. It's been a little bit since we've talked, so it's going to be good to catch up here.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Wish we could do it in person, but you know, coronavirus.
Right.
Making friendships a little bit easier to come by these days, because where are you going to go?
Right. Exactly. So Kyle, I'll introduce you here. Kyle is one of my best friends. We were roommates back in college. We were coworkers at TV10, at UWEC. And, Kyle and I have been great friends over these past couple of years, and, just going to pick his brain about a couple of things tonight. I did not send him a script ahead of time, so he has no idea what questions are coming his way, but, wow, there are 7 deer in my backyard right now. Sorry to interrupt this, Kyle, but it's pretty spectacular right now.
While we're talking about deer, I would like to share something with you, because you're up in the North Woods.
Yes.
And people in the North Woods obviously see more nature than us. But I would like to say that we don't do so bad here in Franklin. I've seen a deer almost every day in the past week that I've gone on my walk around my condo units here.
Okay.
Right in the woods, there's always like one or two just sitting there, hanging out, watching. Today I walked right by it, didn't move. I'm like, all right, we're starting to become one with nature. I'm digging it.
Yes. Now, if they start talking to you, that's when we are going to have questions here, Kyle.
If anyone starts singing and, you know, or someone talks, nope, we're out.
Yep. You're finding yourself in the middle of a Disney movie at that point.
And that would be wild.
That would be. That'd be the feel-good story of this coronavirus situation. Milwaukee man finds himself in the middle of a Disney movie, can talk to animals now.
That'd be something else.
That would be. I'd like to report that story. So Kyle, you're a big sports guy. How is life without any sports treating you?
Oh, it's weird. I will say that. It's very strange. I've been enjoying the creativity that SportsCenter and ESPN have had on social media, trying to keep their audience engaged while there literally is no sports. I've seen a lot of highlights and way too many home video highlights. But you know what? I appreciate the effort. It's strange. I mean, right now I feel like we should be watching the Brewers and Cardinals. Obviously 3-0 with a 3-run shot from Yelich, but you know, it's weird. Like I said, it's never happened like this before. And quite honestly, I think the weirdest part is I don't know when we should expect sports to come back. Although I was really excited to hear that the NCAA announced tonight that all spring athletes in college will get another year of eligibility. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that was good news to hear. Despite all the craziness, that's a nice bright spot amidst all this. So
it's weird. It's weird. I mean, it's weird to check your phone, see a Bleacher Report, and all you got is canceled games. You know, the Bucks were going to play on this night or whatever else, or the Wild or anybody else, and now the Brewers should have been back, and there's just nothing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy time. Like, and to think, like, this was the year that the Bucks were predicted to win the NBA championship, and that's like a Wisconsin sports thing to happen, right? And the Badgers won the ESPN simulation of March Madness.
Hey, we're 2020 champs.
Yeah,
can't take that away from us.
No, not at all. We got to wear that shirt proud.
I mean, it totally is. Like, you nailed it right on the head. Well, this is totally the Wisconsin curse all over again. I don't know what we did to start this.
Right.
But, man, has it been rough times. I mean, this is the year you get, like you said, the Badgers are rolling. You know, the Bucks are going. Even the Milwaukee Admirals are the best team in the AHL.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right. I
mean, literally, it is a cursed season. It's wild.
Yeah. I don't know who placed the jinx on us or what superstitious thing wasn't followed through on, but yeah, we're getting the brunt of it here. Do you think
we win one Super Bowl and
right,
it all goes downhill?
Exactly. Do you think our unlikely sports hero segment needs to come back from the TV 10 days?
You know, I would love to see that. I really would. We could even, I mean, at this point, it's been long enough. You know, we could have a couple of Where Are They Nows.
Yeah, you know, we could.
Real athletes out there that this could be their time to shine, quite honestly. And I think it might be the perfect moment.
Yeah, Landry Sheets is definitely gonna come out of the woodwork and talk about how he's been doing in competitive folding.
And that guy, you know, they said that you can't fold a paper more than 7 times. So I saw him fold 9.
The man's a legend.
Incredible.
Yeah. The 30 for 30 on him was spectacular.
Still can't believe it. The fitted sheet had no chance.
Right.
No chance at all.
Yeah, he folded a fitted sheet on the first try. It was amazing.
Blindfolded.
Yeah. It was just a shame when he got into sock folding, though. That was derailed his career.
That was a downfall.
Yeah.
You know, it's alluring. It is. You know, but trying to find a match all the time, that takes a toll on you.
Right. Crazy stuff. Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, the likelihood that you do know what we're talking about is very slim. But
well, you know, we did have tens of fans, so
we did 10 for 10. Yes. Back in college when we worked at the TV station, TV 10, well, Kyle and I were on the sports show together, Blue Nation, but one of the segments on Blue Nation, was Unlikely Sports Heroes. And that was, we had people do, just a bunch of weird competitive stuff. So like, well, Landry Sheets was our folding master, but we all said Esther Bunny, who was a competitive Easter egg hunter. Doug Jones was a paper tosser. And then Mike Steen and Aaron Callahan were competitive shovelers. So that's just a little taste of that.
Who was the guy that went to class faster than you've ever seen?
Oh, I forget what he was called.
That guy was a legend.
Yes.
I mean, it takes most people, you know, if you've ever been to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, you know that from, you know, academic building to another, it takes about 5-6 minutes. Longest walk you probably have would be about 20-25 minutes.
Right.
Nope, not with him. Everything, 2 minutes, top, no problem.
That's going to bug me, his name. Now. I'm going to have to go into the archives and look that up.
It was a good one. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that was a good one. I like that one.
Thanks. So speaking of our TV 10 days, what was one of the best things about working at a college TV station for you, Kyle?
Oh, man. I think the first thing that I go back to is just while we're talking about our tens of fans was just how many times I thought I was going to get recognized around campus.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. And it was just weird things, you know, weird situations where somebody would, you know, be talking on a phone and say, "Hey," and I would come back around and be like, "Hey," and they're like, "I'm on the phone." I'm like, I knew that. And then, you know, there was a time where I was in Towers and they're like, "Hey, man." And I was like, "Right on. Here we go. Here it is." And I turn around. He's like, "Not you." I'm like, "Oh, right on." Yes. But no, I think those situations were always pretty funny. It happened way more than I thought it was, but never for the right reasons, I guess.
Right.
The other thing that I think was fun is I really like seeing the creativity that people had. I mean, you put 50, 60 college students together and most people are like, "Oh, they're just going to, you know, goof around or whatever else." But when people got down to it, I mean, some of the stuff that people made were way beyond anything I even thought of before. and just the creative minds and how people were able to come together. I think about, you know, some of those video challenges that we did together. The 48-hour video challenge or something like that.
Oh yeah, the movie project that we had. They'd give you like a prompt to do, and then you have 48 hours to do it.
That was just crazy to me to be able to, you know, accomplish those things. The other thing I really liked is I liked that TV10 had such a variety of people. I mean, any given night you walk down there, there's always somebody there, which is fun. But the coolest thing is you go there each and every night, and every night's different. I mean, one night you have, you know, a variety show in there. You know, another night it's a game show. Another night it's news and it's really serious. And another night it's sports and it's very fun. The best show ever.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, just the level of creativity that people were able to have, and just what you're able to see from everybody was cool. Like everybody was able to create their own thing and be, have that freedom to create and take chances on certain things. And a lot of stuff turned out really well. And to just see the growth throughout the time that we were there, well, especially with our sports program and doing live games. And I mean, we even announced intramural basketball, and I'd have to say that was one of my favorite broadcasts.
That was amazing. I am very proud of that game in particular. I think the other really cool thing about TV10 that not a lot of people like understand is just the history of TV10 and how many incredible, and I mean it, truly incredible people have been a part of TV10. Obviously, everyone knows about Cato, but there's so many other talented journalists that have come out of TV10 that have gone on to do things. And I think that's what's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of talent that has come out of there, and just not only people that have gone the journalism route, but people that came with the background that they weren't going to go into journalism, but they found a different area to shine in. And it wasn't just the journalism majors that were in TV10. It was people from all different backgrounds and majors and stuff like that. So I think that's what made it unique as well.
And I mean, as we know, you know, the hardest thing with any college organization is all about recruiting. And one of our sales pitches was, of course, you know, join TV10, you might meet your future spouse here.
Yes.
And for two of our good friends, that actually did come true. And, you know, two more coming up this summer with Anna Wishman getting married.
Yeah. It's where you go to find love as well. We should have done like a bachelor, TV10 bachelor show.
I think it could have worked. I mean, honestly, the way that we were going there. We had a couple of couples find love at TV10. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's part of our sales pitch, actually. Are you single? Do you not want to be anymore? Come join TV10.
Do you need friends? We got friends.
Yeah.
Boom. Easy sales pitch. Yeah, yes. No, I really do. I like that. That was the best. You know, I mean, the most fun about, you know, the Bob Fest Blue Gold Organization Bash is you have, you know, I don't know, 1,000 freshmen basically all looking to find what club they're going to join. And it really is like a movie scene where you can see it in every single face of every, you know, student that walks by. They are looking at your organization, imagining themselves, could I picture myself with them? What will that do to my social popularity? Who will I be if I join that club or this one? And I think it's really interesting, but it's really fun to see who you end up recruiting. And I think the best part of TV10 recruiting process has to be the interview.
Oh, yes. I mean,
am I wrong with that?
No, not at all. That was I remember my interview, and I think it was you and Matt Peterson interviewed me. And I think one of the questions was like, a penguin walks into the room and what do you say? Or something yes, along those
absolutely.
Lines.
The question is, a penguin walks through that door wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why is he here?
Yeah.
One of the great questions, you know, and I think the most interesting thing is, I don't know about you, but I didn't realize that TV10 hires everybody. So here I am sweating on the couch with Corey Stern and Jake Bean.
Yeah.
thinking there's no way. And then they're like, just joking with me. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. You went right away freshman year, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, that was first semester freshman year. I decided that was a club. And a lot of people just kind of find TV10 when you go there. I knew right away that I wanted to join. So that's why I thought, like, oh, man, they have interviews. Oh, I don't know. Like, should I dress up? What should I do? And then I was looking at the interview itself, the questionnaire to fill out. And I knew as soon as I saw that picture, you know, we got to draw a picture of yourself working at TV10.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, maybe I got a chance at this.
Yeah. I actually remember seeing you freshman year perform at the Yell Like Hell Pep Assembly. You were wearing, you guys were wearing like the Ron Burgundy shirts, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And, you guys were all in blazers and stuff like that. And, I think that was the first time that I like saw you in person, but you and I, like, our friendship kind of formed through like that Facebook group. And we would just always talk about like sports video games or something like that. We'd message back and forth, but then I think the first time, like, we'd always like give each other head nods or like wave at each other when we were passing each other in Hibbard, if I remember correctly. And then we finally got together to play some video games.
I think that's probably like the funniest like modern friendship ever, because
yeah,
if you think about it, like truly, like I just remember going on the Facebook group and basically, you know, how that one works for anybody who is unsure of what we're talking about. You know, UW Eau Claire does a great job of trying to get freshmen acclimated and to get to know each other before school starts. They start these Facebook groups and kind of have some moderators that kind of lead discussion, and then it turns into kind of what you'd expect from a bunch of college kids. It becomes memes, it becomes funny stories, things that people are excited for, and a ton of people looking for roommates. So I think the thing that got me right away is I saw that you were posting a lot about some shows that I'm a fan of, How I Met Your Mother and The Office. And I think you posted something about wanting to have a group of people like in How I Met Your Mother where they just sit around, you know, a table together and just enjoy a booth together. And I thought, man, this guy is wild. I like what he's saying. Like, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember like reading all those and going, man, this guy is really funny. Like, I think we would be really good friends. And I remember telling Caitlin at the time, like, I think I would be good friends with this guy. I just don't know, like, what I should do. And I remember literally just asking you, like, one time. I think I just messaged you on Facebook, like, hey, all right, we're going to hang out. You want to come over? Video games? I mean, I literally set up, like, a play date. Like,
yeah, yeah. We just, I had to ask my mom permission first. And
yeah, my mom ordered a pizza. We got some video games and, you know, hang out and see what happens. And
yeah, we played Nintendo 64 too. So, it was, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, no, it was funny. I mean, I think the other thing that was just funny too is like learning that you lived in Murray was like a foreign country to me, because I was over in Oak Ridge and like, wow, he lives in Murray, man. That's a whole different side of campus.
Yeah.
My mom told me not to go over there.
The Dirty Murr? Yeah, there's a reason. It's got its weird nickname. Well, and then from then, we eventually became roommates.
Yes.
And those 2 years on First Avenue were great. I just remember all the weird stuff that we end up doing, or like our shower head. You could always tell when one of us was giving a tour of the house to one of our friends that we had over for the first time, because the shower head, that was a light up shower head, would always turn on, and you're like, yep, that's the part of the tour they're showing the bathroom back in college. Oh, go ahead.
Something, the funniest thing about that is I literally found that at a Le Gourmet Chef store. That's where I found it. It was $10 in the clearance section. And I thought to myself, this is the greatest thing ever, a light up shower. This is exactly what a house of four guys in college needs. And so I bought it. Best $10 I've ever spent.
Yes.
And it lasted us for a solid almost full year.
Yeah, it had a good run.
I mean, for a $10 shower head, not bad.
No, not at all. I think also one of my other favorite things about us living together was our Christmas card photos.
That was good. That was good. I think I'll tell you what. I think my favorite memory is the 616, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of my favorite ones, oh man, I don't know if I should even say that because now I'm thinking of like 12 more, but I think I'll stick with it because it's the first thing that came into my head. It has to be the night the generator blew up and we just sat outside.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing else to do. That was the weirdest day ever because I was sitting in my classroom, just sitting there, right?
And right.
I'm like, okay, I'm in Haas all by myself in a computer room. And there's no windows in this place. There might have been one, but it was there was no sun coming into it.
Yeah, Haas is pretty unique.
All of a sudden, this generator just blows up, and everything goes black. Everything. And I'm the only one in Haas. So I get up from the computer lab, and I walk down. And then, like, the emergency lights come on. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, well, I guess I better go home now. So I start packing up myself, and in walks this janitor flashing a flashlight at me. And I'm like, what the heck? I am in a horror film right now. Like, I was legitimately freaked out. And so, yeah, then I walk home and it's pitch black. I get home and we're there. You and I are there. And I think the funniest thing is just like, well, what are we going to do? Let's sit outside, have a beer, and call it a night.
Right.
And that's exactly what we did. No homework, no, you know, no nothing, because what else are we going to do? We're going to hang out, and we're going to just enjoy company outside and look at all the people walking back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, we went Facebook Live. Did you end up ordering pizza, too?
I think I did, yeah. I can't remember where we got it from, but we did get a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting night. Or,
I mean, but there's so many good ones. I mean, who could forget the shoveling incident, of course.
Right. Oh, when the car got stuck behind our house?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly the one. You know, those things, obviously, always fun doing the TV10 homecoming breakfast brunches with you.
Mm-hmm.
That was always a blast. And, you know, just the everyday, I mean, coming home and seeing Mitch just waking up, nothing better.
I love the fake arguments that you and Mitch would get into. Like, you just both take a firm stance on something and just lay into each other on it.
I don't know how that even started, but it started somewhere during sophomore year when we were rooming together. I was just like, you know what? I'm upset about, I don't know, school or something. And I told Mitch, I was just like, I'm just going to get into a heated argument with you. He went along with it, and that's just how they were born. They were great.
Yeah. I also loved our snowball fight that we had across the street at the playground.
I'm still surprised that nobody showed up for that. I thought for sure we would be able to get somebody to join us.
We did put out the bat signal, but nobody answered the call. But we still had a good time and waved at a bunch of cars that were driving by after.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. I really did enjoy our location of our house. Of course, the 616 on First Avenue, right across the street from the park. Nothing better. And a lot of interesting travelers that come through the park late at night.
Yes. But I don't think anything could top our landlord, Ray. And the fact that he had a maintenance guy named Ray that worked for him. Anybody that worked for the man had to be named Ray.
I'll tell you what, Ray is a legend.
He is a true legend.
He always will be. And I think the most interesting thing with anybody that lives in a college house that has a landlord is the first time you meet him, you kind of want to set a nice impression, but you're also a little bit like fearful because this is the guy that controls where you live. So you don't want to piss him off.
Right.
You want to be a nice guy, but you don't want to get to know him too well because then it gets kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
first time I met Ray, I'm at the house, only me. He comes in, introduces himself. I say, hey, how's it going? He goes, good. And he goes, hey, do you want to make $20? And I thought, wow, that's the first thing he tells me. And I say, what'd you have in mind? He's like, well, I got a lawnmower back there, but I got some things to do. You want to mow the lawn? I'm like, absolutely, I do. So I mowed the lawn. That was the first thing I ever did for Ray. Mowed the lawn for him, gave me $20 and a pizza gift card.
What a guy.
Great deal.
Yeah.
Great deal. Gift card to a plus.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
There we go.
I just remember the day that the, our porch, like when the ceiling fell down and you thought I fell through the roof. That is one of my favorite memories.
Oh. I was legitimately afraid that you fell through the whole roof. I mean, this house is older and I'm thinking, okay, you know, things are going to break, but I didn't expect the entire porch to just fall down.
It was,
I got air. Like, I'm pretty sure you could have tested how far I flew out of that seat. Like, legitimately, probably, 8, 12 inches, no problem. I mean, I was skying.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting maintenance job on our front porch there. We had, like, this overhang, and it just was, I mean, like, it was... some sort of covering was put up there to fix a hole, but it didn't really fix the hole. It was only a temporary fix because the nails that were holding it up were just barely hanging on. And one day it all decided to come crashing down. And that was right outside of Kyle's window, bedroom window. And I had my bedroom upstairs and he thought it was me that came crashing down. So I'm thankful that it wasn't me. Might not be here today.
I'm glad it wasn't either, but who could start talking about the 616 without bringing up perhaps the most famous or infamous story of them all, the classic locked out of the room.
Oh yes,
truly the best. Setting the stage, it was just a simple guy, Dalton, doing his homework on a weekend, just gonna go to the study group a little bit early, but what did he do? He locked himself out.
Yep. I was trying to keep it warm in my room and I accidentally locked myself out. And we were never given keys for our doors to our bedrooms. So
I think we literally found out. I mean, I know I found out that day that those doors locked up there. I didn't even realize that until literally then.
Yeah. I must have accidentally just spaced it when I was leaving my room and, yep, twisted it shut. So we were looking up YouTube videos. It was Caitlin and Kyle and I trying to pick a lock upstairs like we were on Assassin's Creed, just trying to earn our lock picking strategy, but to no avail. So then Tyler was there too, and we had the idea that we were going to send Tyler out of my roommate Mitch's room. And he was like, I'll do it. I'll go out there on the roof. And we didn't have that much room once he got on the roof. But that wasn't something Mr. Hankey realized until he was already out there a little bit too far. But he was originally going to go out there just in his socks. And thankfully he didn't, because that would have really been a conundrum. But yeah, he had his shoes on and he was able to get enough grip once he finally made it to the corner of the roof and he hunkered down. Once he realized our roof was a little too steep. So at that point, we had a choice to make. We didn't have a ladder, so we couldn't really have him come down via ladder. We didn't want to have to call the fire department. Then also there was a group of dads just across the street watching this all unfold. Not like, can I help you guys? Or they probably thought we were drunk.
That's the most amazing part of this story is, again, we mentioned, there's a park right across the street. And I always will remember this. There were literally four dads that all looked up as soon as we all ran out of the house. You, me, and Caitlin, we're all running out of the house. We all look up. And it's 3 o'clock. It's literally like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
Sunday.
Yeah, it was right during the middle of the Packer game.
Like, we're not drunk. We're literally just trying to figure out how we accidentally got a man stuck on the roof and how to get him down without breaking his bones.
Right.
And I mean, that's like the funniest thing. It's not a single one was like, hey, do you guys need help or something? Or should I call some? Nope. Just all of them looking over there going, remember my college days? And then just back to the playground.
Yep. They wanted nothing to do with that. So then we had the idea so our problem, the least of our worries now was getting my door unlocked. It was getting Tyler down from the roof. So then we had the idea to take Mitch's sheets off his bed and wrap them around our waist and then sling it over to Tyler so he could sashay off of the roof via these sheets. Well, first we thought of taking Mitch's shirts and doing it, but we were like, that won't be strong enough. So then we took his bed sheets and did that.
And of course, we were afraid they weren't washed, so we didn't want to do that.
Right. So that was the first step of the plan. And then we had to have a little more safety with it. So it was just Kyle down there to catch Tyler. And so then at that point, a group of foreign exchange students, I want to say it was like five or six guys, were walking by. And unlike us, they were actually, they were drinking on their Sunday. So they were a little tipsy, but maybe that helped our case in getting them to come over to help us out.
You know what? I really do think they were like, you know, just a miracle godsend right there.
Yes.
I mean, what else are you looking for other than six able-bodied men? That's all I was looking for, is just some help. And, you know, they walk up and I'm like, hey, would you guys mind helping us? And I'm sure that had to be a weird question to them because they walk in to see a situation where a guy's on the roof, one person's looking out the window, and two people are just standing there. Yeah, we'll help.
Yeah. Yeah, to come into that situation.
The best part about that is then we make the decision that we are going to let Tyler basically just flip himself off the roof and fall into our arms, you know, fireman style. We're going to catch him and we're going to hope that nothing, you know, breaks. And I think the thing that makes me laugh so much about this story is right before we are officially like, okay, Tyler, you're going to jump off. We're going to catch you. This guy looks up at Tyler, takes a swig from his glass, and goes, okay, first of all, we love you. And second, we will catch you. Okay.
Yes, I mean, I was so glad Tyler got, I mean, once Tyler got down, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life. Caitlin got video of it on her phone and sent it to me, and I still have that video on my phone.
I mean, probably the other part of the story that makes me laugh too is Tyler didn't really fall off the roof gracefully either. He went way faster than I think he thought he was going to.
It wasn't
like a, you know, real nice slide. It was like a real just ramp, and he fell down. And I'm still amazed that we did not drop him. We actually were able to catch him, and the fact that actually worked was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, he slid down really fast.
I was worried that we weren't going to catch him, but we got him. And
yes.
See, then the best, you know, thing with this is we finally catch him, and we had that little moment of hooray, and then oh wait, we still haven't solved the problem.
Right. So eventually, folks, eventually we got the door unlocked. One of my baseball teammates came over and knew how to do it with some credit cards. And eventually I got back into my room. I was only like 10 or 15 minutes late to my group meeting. So I think I'm going to tell that story. We gotta do like a partner tale of that story at Tyler and Tara's wedding. Whenever they get married, it's going to happen.
That is absolutely going to happen. You know, I will find the microphone at some point and have to tell that story. I mean, you know,
I still have the shingle that fell off the roof. I've been holding on to it.
Fantastic. That is great. I'm glad you're doing that. Like I said, I mean, Tyler and Tara intertwined into the history of the 616. Of course, we talked about the flight of shower head that broke while Tara was taking a shower.
Yep.
And I know that she felt terrible about it. She told me. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. We've forgiven her. We got a different one, and it was just as good. Mm-hmm. Just not as flashy.
All right. So speaking of roommates, your roommates have changed over the years. You went from three guys, and now you're living with your wife, Caitlin. So what is married life been like? And do you have any tips out there for our listeners? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but.
Yes, I'll start with this. I'll say first off that I love being married to Caitlin. It's a fantastic thing. She really is my best friend, and it is a blast to be with her every night. As I've been joking with people whenever they ask me, like, how's married life? It's one thing that I've found really fast, because that's a really weird question to answer when people ask you that.
Yeah.
Because there's like no good response for it. You say fine, and everyone's like, ooh, what's going on?
Right.
You say it's great, you know, no complaints. They go right on. It's kind of weird, though.
Mm-hmm.
You say anything else, and they're like, okay, I don't know. So I finally found the right response for it. And my response lately has always been this. She still comes at home at night. And that always makes, because usually it's, you know, older guys ask me, how's married life? And I always say, she still comes home at night.
Yes.
And guaranteed left every time. I'm like, all right, that's the one. But no, it really is good. I think the cool thing is it really hasn't been much of a transition.
Yeah.
I think that was something that I was a little, you know, concerned about, is I didn't really know what it was going to be like. But it works. And I think that's the key, is when you find somebody, you know, that kind of just gels with you, it just is going to work. And that's really cool. And, you know, just being, you know, on the same page, communicating, all those things are always going to be important. Obviously doing your part with the chores, also important. You know, cooking, cleaning, doing the little things, all those things are vital to making it all go around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad it's all been going well. And, your line there that she still comes home, and it reminds me of like that. I can't remember the exact quote, but Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams. What does he say? She'll be waiting up for me, or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know the line I'm talking about?
I do. Let me look it up for you. I mean, I think what you're talking about is, you know, better get home, otherwise Alicia will think I have a girlfriend.
Right. Yes. That's the line I'm thinking of. I'm glad you got it, Kyle.
Big fan of that movie. But no, it really is like that. You know, I think the cool thing is just how it kind of just works. You know, sometimes, like I said, you know, like, it really hasn't been bad at all during this quarantine, because I'm hanging out with my best friend, you know, even more than usual. So it's fun. It's fun to be able to eat lunch with her now, mm-hmm. every so often. And I think the other fun thing is, obviously with my job, I don't get to see her teach at all. So I've been enjoying listening from upstairs as she teaches virtually to first graders, which is no easy task, because I'm sure you're finding out right now, not easy.
No,
to teach virtually.
No, not at all. It provides a new challenge, but, I mean, yeah, just got to go with it. So, but that's good that you guys have been able to, have lunch together and just hang out together. And how have you guys been, handling this whole quarantine situation? What are you doing to, occupy your time when you're not working, or when she's not doing that virtual teaching?
We're watching a lot of shows, a lot of movies. I mean, I feel like I've pretty much exhausted all the resources out there. I mean, Netflix, watched Tiger King, of course. We have YouTube TV, watched both of the Kingsman movies, which I haven't seen previously, but big fan of both of those. Disney Plus. I mean, everything under the sun is on Disney Plus. Pretty much watched all of it. Really good stuff out there. We love movies, so it's been fun. Now, Dalton, have you watched Tiger King yet?
I haven't, and I have yet to see Gemini Man.
I haven't seen Gemini Man either.
All right, so maybe that's the movie that we both add to our list, Gemini Man. I have not seen that. It's been all the rage from what I've seen on social media, and a lot of people are talking about it right now. But is that something worth checking out, Kyle?
I'll tell you this. I had a former coworker of mine reach out to me, and he said, you should watch Tiger King. And this was like right before it blew up on social media.
Okay.
So I checked it out. I watched one episode. One episode turned into two. Caitlin and I were like, all right, this is pretty good. It's pretty wild. Then the next night we watched the rest of the season. I think there's six or seven episodes. So, yeah, it was a very easy to binge kind of show. And I think the thing about it is every time you watch the show in order like that, you continue to sit there going, this can't possibly get crazier, but then it gets crazier.
It just keeps up in the ante.
It is. There are some real characters in the world of big cats, as all of America and the world has just found out.
Okay, I might have to check this out to see what all the rage is about.
I think you would like it. I'm a little afraid of potentially how similar Frank Mitchell is to Joe Exotic.
Really? Yeah.
The hair.
The hair does it. Yeah.
The hair. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
Not the sexual preferences, of course.
Okay. All right.
But the hair.
The hair is similar. All right.
The hair is similar.
I've just been kind of cleaning the house lately, just to kind of occupy some of my time. And I've found that I have way too many like weird costumes or wigs. I still have the Jamaican bobsled costume.
I do too.
And I have my Spider-Man costume. I have Buddy the Elf, Superman. And then I've got the Frank Mitchell wig and the Elf wig. So
what you're saying is, the girl came over, she might be afraid of what she finds in the closet.
Yeah, I don't have skeletons there, but I do have weird costumes.
I do have a full dress-up closet.
Yes. Wardrobe. Let's go.
The wardrobe.
Yep. All right. So Kyle, are you ready for some rapid-fire questions?
I am ready for rapid-fire rounds.
Okay. All right. First question, best sports video game.
Oh, I am going to go with MLB The Show. Still love it. Still the best. Most to do. It is a tough choice, though. There's so many good answers, and you could debate it for hours, but that's the first thing that came into my mind. So I'm going with that. Although always a fan of Madden, of course. Still pissed at 2K. Don't ask why.
Yep. Same.
Don't ask.
All right. I won't.
I'm just upset.
Yeah.
And I know you are too.
Mm-hmm. The feeling is mutual. All right. Favorite athlete.
Oh, man.
These are some heavy hitters.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go with Yelich. And here's the reason why. Yelich is the man. I love that he re-signed with the Brewers. And the other thing I really like about him is I like that he is the most humble dude ever. Like, you ask him, hey, man, you won the MVP. Yeah, that's cool. I think I can still get better. He almost wins the MVP again. And he goes, you know what? I'm still going to get better. I love the fact that he never, like, just takes it and goes, yes, I am the best ever. Like, so many guys today are, I'm the greatest of all time. Look at me. You know, here's me on social media. He's not one of those guys, and I love that about him. So it's pretty easy for me. Love Yelich. Never complained about getting traded. Just walked in here, became a legend. How can you not like that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great player for younger athletes to look up to as well. And just how he goes about playing his game. And like you've mentioned, his social media presence isn't flashy or isn't crazy by any means. And yeah, he's a really humble guy, and I'm glad that Milwaukee was able to re-sign him, and hopefully we'll be able to watch him here soon.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. But the thing I really like about him is he's not the guy who's going to throw down a helmet or throw down his bat or complain about the umpires or anything else. I mean, every guy, of course, is going to complain about a strike zone here and there.
Right.
But he's not the guy that's going to throw a fit of rage or anything like that. He just does it, everything on and off the field the right way, exactly the way you want a guy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said. Favorite place to eat in Milwaukee?
Bel Air Cantina. Best Mexican food. You can quote me on it. It is fantastic. They have a number of locations around Milwaukee. My favorite one to go to is the one in Oak Creek. Usually less of a wait there, but fantastic Mexican food. Really good salsa. The whole works. I always get the same thing when I go there. 3 steak tacos.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to check that out next time I'm in Milwaukee, Kyle.
Please do.
Yeah. All right.
We'll go.
Speaking of food, how can you spot a good breakfast place?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yes. I'm serving up a fastball here to you.
Easiest way to see if it's a good breakfast place is look around. Do you see a bunch of reliable cars, Toyota Camrys, you know, the dead giveaways that the senior citizens are inside?
Yes.
The seniors are there. It is a fantastic restaurant. Done deal. Easy as that.
All right, folks. So you've heard it from Kyle. Look for the elderly and look for the reliable vehicles. All right. Last question here. Thing you're trying to learn during quarantine. So maybe a new hobby or a new skill that you're trying to pick up. What's something new or something that you want to accomplish during quarantine or working from home?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll tell you this. Something that I wish I knew how to do is anything handy, because I've been trying to finish my basement, and that's a whole story in itself. So I wish I could do some of those things. I'm not really actively trying to do much of that. We'll say also trying to find some at-home workouts and trying to, you know, get some motivation. I've never been a big go-for-a-run kind of guy, but I'm trying to get better at that because there's no treadmills here anymore. Can't go to the gym. And then the other thing is just working from home. The toughest thing is just discipline. I mean, it's really easy to get lost or distracted. So just locking in has been a little bit different, because at the office, I am the office DJ. I take great pride in that.
That a guy.
I've noticed that it is, for whatever reason, much harder to get into that same groove. I don't know. It's just a little bit different having a one-person setup.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are probably in that same position, because your home is where you go to relax. It's like your place to decompress after a day of work, and to have that switch roles to being the place where you work. I think a lot of people might be having a tough time adjusting to that, or finding the motivation that they need, or getting to that work like mental state when they're at home, just because it's...
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the weirdest part, is like, so I'll be brushing my teeth, and then when I'm done, I walk into the office, and it's just the weirdest thing. Like,
yeah,
just getting into that mindset takes a while. So it's been a transition for sure. But I think the thing that's cool is just proving to our boss and to our clients that we can do it all the same from home, and, you know, not skip a beat. So I think that's cool. But definitely missing friends and doing things. I mean, I don't really remember the last time that I've gone out of the house. It's been a while, and it's honestly, it's weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there on Saturday going, like, I had tickets to the Brewers game today, but I'm not going. I'm just going to stay at home. Yeah, that's been the weirdest part.
Yeah, it's a new normal to get used to for a while here. Yeah, like, you have all these, you're used to having all these plans and different things like that. And Just to all of a sudden say, yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to do today. Or maybe you have some things that you need to do, obviously, for work. But once the weekend comes around, it's like, okay, what now?
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I was getting tuned up to coach some more baseball. So I was looking forward to that. And then that dropped out. I don't know if you guys even got to have a official practice, but we just had some open gyms and things, so I didn't even really get to do any coaching yet. So I was just sitting there going, man, I'm so excited. You know, this is the week that we get to start coaching, and then all practice is canceled.
Right. Yeah, to get that email was pretty disheartening. We were only able to have, I think, 4 open gyms until we were notified that we wouldn't be allowed to practice or all after-school activities were canceled. So, yeah, I feel your pain there, man. I was excited to coach again.
I was telling one of my assistant coaches that I got a brand new Fungo.
Oh.
And I didn't get to use it yet. So it's going to be a while, I think. And that makes me sad.
Yeah. Fungos are the best.
Did you take the coach's test? That's the question.
The coach's test?
Yes. The WIAA. Official rules test for all high school coaches.
As an assistant coach, I don't know if I have to take that, because at least last year I didn't.
I didn't either, but I did this year. I didn't last year just because I wasn't there, but I did this year. It is 100 questions long.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you what, Dalton, that it has some of the funniest questions in there ever. If you hold on, I'll read you a question.
Okay.
And that is how I think we should, you know, get this thing to the finish line. So I will find a question. You can pick a number, any number, 1 through 100. I don't care which number you pick.
Okay.
Just know that that's the question you're going to get. It is likely going to be multiple choice. And if you pick one of the ones that I got wrong and don't know the answer to, I'm going to tell you to pick a different number.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. 1 through 100. What you got?
All right. I'm going to take, since we were talking about Yelich, I'll take number 22.
Okay. 22 it is. All right. Here you go. Number 22. A player has a small amount of blood on his pants at his knee. A, the pants must be cleaned or changed before the player participates again. B, since the amount of blood is not excessive, the player may continue to play. C, if the blood is not fresh, the player may continue to participate. Or D, the player must be removed from the game and cannot return to the game.
Is it A?
It is A.
All right. Awesome.
Woo-hoo. You could be a coach.
Awesome.
I lied. This is the National Federation of High Schools, so it's across the entire country.
Oh, okay. So, folks, if you're looking for something to do during this quarantine, maybe you could take that test.
Hey, all you got to get is, I think it was above a 70. So I did that. I think I was at an 81. Some of these questions are really hard. We had 4 coaches with rule books in there, and we still got about 20 wrong. But you know what? We tried.
And that's all you can do.
We did well.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Kyle, I won't take up too much more of your time, but I appreciate you coming on the show. And maybe we'll have to do one where we have all of the old 616 roommates on the show.
I think that would be a blast. You know, I look forward to doing this one in person sometime.
Yes. Yes. I think that's what we'd have to do for the next one. It'd be pretty tough to have us, all 4 of us, over the phone.
So, that'd be wild.
It would be.
I don't know if we're ready to handle that.
No, I don't know if our listeners can handle that.
I don't think anyone wants to handle that. That's the real problem.
Right, right. We'd see our listenership drop quite a bit. But anyways, Kyle, thank you for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your week. And go Brewers, go Bucks, go Packers, go Badgers. Hopefully we see some sports happen here pretty soon. And we're able to.
All Wisconsin teams are undefeated since the quarantine started. So,
amen.
We're rolling.
Yes. 2020 NCAA tournament champions.
Never forget it.
Never forget
it. Never, ever forget it. We're wearing that t-shirt. We cut down the nets.
Yep. Even if you got to do it at your local community park, go ahead and do it with some Badger gear. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.